Friends with differences.
Welcome to the Friends with Differences podcast. Nick, Brenda, thank you for coming on.
Thanks, Evan, for having us.
Absolutely. Nick, can you help out and tell the people what we talked about?
We talked about gay sex, architecture, the differences between being gay and being an architect. We talked about turtles.
We talked about turtles. Miranda's book.
Everything before the turtles isn't true. We did talk about Miranda's book, which is
The World and My Body in It. Pyrenees, Dwight Schrute, and comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you wanted to see Dwight Schrute, just look up El Hamon.
Yeah, actually, when you Google me, that was the first picture that popped up. Thank you guys for coming on.
Until
next time. Peace. Coming. I'm excited. Introducing Nick Berry and Miranda.
Hi, everyone.
Carter.
Carter.
That's her last name.
Oh, thank you. Berry. That was like one of two rules. Is no last names unless they're comedians.
No. It's not our actual one. It's just Carter.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna try to not trip like your hat. Might as well get in your hat. Yo, you know where Mac Miller wore that hat? The Tiny Desk concert. I've been thinking about that.
I think it was a year or so before you.
Yeah, it was pretty close.
Yeah.
Damn. That's something to trip about for sure. Maybe it should have said trip, dude.
I tripped after the second show I went to once. Twice.
Did you see Mac?
Twice in a year. Dang. 3 years. Three times in a year.
My brother got to see him. I'm jealous. I do not.
It was a fun show. Yeah. I saw Chance the Rapper.
I saw Chance Wiz. In Ohio.
You saw him in Ohio?
That's dope.
I saw, I think Chance was opening for Mac in Orlando. Me and my buddy went.
Chance was opening for Mac? That's crazy. That's such a good tour.
Yeah, and Wiz the Kid.
I saw Snoop Dogg. Oh. Flatbush Zombies open for Snoop Dogg, which is why I knew about the concert.
Flashbook Zombies?
Flatbush Zombies. That's the best rap trio ever.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Oh, nice.
They're fucking sick. They, like, really defined me in like junior senior year of high school. Is me and the Flatbush Zombies just ready to rock, dude.
You think you're a Flatbush Zombie?
Dude, I lived damn near Flatbush in New York. I was like amazed when I like got there. I was like, holy cow, I'm actually so close to Flatbush.
I agree.
I was amazed.
I'm still amazed.
Oh, it was such a good concert. With some boys, you know. Oh, it was such a scandalous concert, too, because...
Was it your 10th year anniversary? No?
For what? Maybe going? Just about. Maybe next year.
Oh, okay.
I think you're singing the Electric Forest
thing.
10-year vet.
Ten-year vet. No big deal.
I told him earlier today, I said, I have to ask Evan if he knows how to shuffle. Do you shuffle? Are you an EDM shuffler?
Okay, so
first of all, how dare you?
How dare I what?
I feel okay. Do I have the knowledge? Yes.
Of 10 years
of how to step or
shuffle.
Yeah. Right. Last Electric Forest, there was one morning where Felicia, shout out Felicia, was like, "Yo, I want to go to this like step dancing, like shuffling class."
Mm-hmm.
I was just right at the Electric Forest, and I was like, "All right, bet I'm down. Let's go." And then we went, and I mean, I had my moments where I got it. I'm not ready to
Are
bust
you
it out.
Can you show it
no,
to us?
No, this isn't, it's not good for podcasting.
Yeah, you gotta reserve it.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
For the forest. The electric forest.
I'm not
forest.
A super bouncer.
Yeah.
Are you? Can you shuffle?
Not really.
But a little bit?
Prove it.
No, I mean, like, today I was trying
Over
to.
There.
Because yeah, I was yeah. like, I wonder if Evan can do it.
Get ready for the season. I mean, no. I can't do it to any sort of, like, satisfying degree.
Dude, but it's not the Jabberwockies. Like, you can shuffle.
I get electric slide, dude.
I think the electric slide is harder.
No way, dude. It's so much slower.
I just shuffled in 4 seconds and I didn't.
The sit-down shuffle.
That's like vertical
that's
running.
That's
a Pitch-Perfect reference.
That's a good point.
I love Pitch-Perfect. Probably too
it's
much.
Great. Yeah, dude, no, I agree. Pitch-Perfect is fantastic. Beautiful
yeah.
women. Fun songs. Adam Devine, or Devine, Devine.
What's not to like?
What's not to like?
Yeah, it's like a coming of age.
Right.
It's like a late coming of age or something.
Yeah.
Story.
It's like people that are acting the age that you actually are. You're not Zac Efron being 20 playing a 16-year-old.
Yeah, I feel like Anna Kendrick, who's like probably definitely my celebrity crush, you know? Like, I feel like she's played the same
character,
like aged character for a decade now. The Hollywood found a youth, you know, out there somewhere.
Post Harvey Weinstein.
Let's see, I don't know about this. What happened? Did Harvey Weinstein do something to Anna Kendrick? I'll fight.
Not to her, I'll fight. No, not to her per se. I mean, that's her story to tell, if so be. But you could have got wrapped up in it and just.
Dude,
got to be Batman.
Love to get wrapped up in it as long as Anna Kendrick's there.
I would have too. She might not have.
Yeah. Oh, so I used to, this is kind of
funny. Okay.
I was thinking about it earlier. So I used to stream a lot from here, right? I would, like when I was coming here and working every day, I would like stream me working on the 3D printers or the laser. Or
at the strip club?
No.
Oh, okay.
What strip club? Is there a strip club around the corner or something?
Not back there?
No, not to my knowledge. People have been using the back door and using the fire pole.
Exhibit A.
Man, but I was going somewhere. Oh, but.
Okay.
Damn, it's not even Anna Kendrick. The other celebrity crush is, what's her name?
Lady Gaga.
Anna Perry. Joy. What's her name?
Oh, Anna Taylor-Joy.
Oh. Thank you. Big celebrity crush. I know her name.
The Salamander.
You guys are serious.
Yeah, for sure. But, like, definitely, she was baller. I love the Queen's Gambit, if you ever watched that.
Yeah.
Oh,
big time. I think I've only seen 2 or 3 episodes, but yeah.
Yeah, it's fire. So you probably haven't seen Anna Kendrick, or not Anna Kendrick, Anna Joy Taylor.
No, she was in the first episode.
Yeah, but like a 12-year-old or something.
Yeah, she was taking pills and
drug
herself up. Yeah. She was drop off at like an orphanage.
Yeah. And then, you know, becomes a crazy chess player.
Queen
and so one of my like products that I was trying to like push was these chess sets, chess boards that were etched in chess pieces that were printed, right? And so I designed this chess set in this 3D modeling program. I was on it for hours, you know, days. But I had this like picture of Anna Taylor-Joy, like, over a chessboard, like, and I kept referencing it, like, it was, like, my callback to literally nobody on stream. I'd just be there for hours, and every once in a while, I'd be like, what do you think, Anna?
You were 3D printing Anna
Taylor-Joy chess pieces.
Yeah. Of her?
No, she was just watching.
Shout out to you, dude. Got her on your radar?
Man, there was another reason I brought up streaming, but escapes me now. Sorry about that.
Nah, streaming's fun.
Yeah.
I'm honestly pissed I don't stream. I already looks dumb as shit. Why not?
I couldn't allow myself to, like, people when I told them that I would stream.
You have a respectful position. I'm dumb as shit. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, when I tell people I'd stream, they definitely assume that I was, like, playing video games, you know?
What do you stream? Chess?
My 3D printers are working on 3D printers or trying to work on the laser.
Yeah, I'd be one of those people, too.
Yeah, right.
You might as well stream Madden.
Yeah, no, I can't start streaming a video game, and then that'll be, like, what defines me. That'll be me. Oh, I can't do that. Hell no.
Why not?
Video games, I gotta hate. Well, I was gonna
you
say,
look like you're good at video games.
Oh, I'm fucking fantastic, dude. That's the problem. I don't like playing. Well, it's a great distraction, right? But I hate that it's a distraction that I, like, waste time with. I don't play a lot now.
You
but
do
I
stand
to...
up comedy. You're already wasting.
Dude, no. This has much more potential. Playing video games, I mean, sure, there's a couple outliers, but this is like, I assume this is way more of a service to society to do comedy than play video games, you know? Like,
fortunately, I do know, yeah.
It's somewhat productive, or it feels somewhat productive. You're with society, which has to be good, right? To some degree.
I don't know. I feel like...
You're serving people in some way.
Right.
I feel like when my girlfriend is mad at me, at least I'm playing video games.
Yeah. At least I have PGA Tour
fall. Yeah, dude. Off. What am I doing?
Dude, it is a great game.
You're mad at me and I don't have anything to do?
Yeah.
If I can play Sonic or Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, I guess. I'm like a pub stomper.
Pub stomper?
Or like, I just like shooters, essentially.
Oh, shooters are sick.
And it's not like, or like...
Warzone, Call of Duty type?
Used to play Warzone in college with my roommate. Yeah, it was a good time, for sure.
What is some, Siege, maybe?
Mm.
No.
No. What are the shooters? I play something now, it's the finals.
Oh, finals is cool.
Yeah, that's fun.
I've been playing a lot of the Marvel Rivals.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about that. DJ actually made me download it when we did the podcast. So, I do have it.
You just haven't played it yet?
We played one round when he was here.
Mm-hmm.
But that's been it.
Well,
got your next partner, I suppose.
Yeah. But you see how dry video game conversations are? They suck. Video games suck. Just as
you
a
think
whole.
So?
Yeah, dude, it's such a time waste.
Interesting.
I mean, it's nice it's like a good escapism, but I think it's, I don't know. I have an addictive personality, so I waste too much time with it.
It's just not good. Do you have Instagram?
I do. Evan Hanbram.
Idiot. I just deleted it because I'm so...
Oh, wasting time?
Wasting time. That's what I'm saying.
It's basically a video.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing, dude.
In a ass-backwards way. But yeah.
Dude, you should probably, if you like want to do this comedy thing, keep Instagram and delete the video games. Because Instagram's like a tool to like gain a following, grow a following.
Where else are you going to practice a new bit?
Probably at open mics. I mean,
or on a chat with some new toys on Xbox Live.
Yeah. Yeah, the sixth grade, humor is... and all the slurs go, it's cool to use as many as you want in an Xbox
If you chat. Use slurs, that's up to you. I don't.
Yeah, I don't want
to okay. She
playing
does.
Video games, though. No, I'm just kidding.
She doesn't.
Absolutely not.
Anyways.
I don't know.
I don't understand the difference between an open mic and a Xbox party chat.
Yeah, it's a slim difference.
Very slim.
Very
friends
slim.
With differences.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
sure guys is
we're hunting for
them. Well, it's not even friends per se, because you could have just met this person and they're like, what? And you're like, this is funny. I promise. And they're like, no, it's not. And you're like, I guess not.
Yeah, that's the best when you gotta describe where the punchline was.
Yeah,
that's solid.
That's the worst at open mics, but the best on Xbox. Or whatever. Game chat.
Man, so I'm trying to think of like our friend history here. We've been friends since last year, is that right?
I would say so. I think we first met
at a I guess. Yes. Yeah.
And then we went over to when they were still in
Schmontown Brewing Company.
Yeah.
Yeah, another baller. He'll let us back.
And us actually back. The first time we were talking, I think we related on architecture.
Yeah, I think so.
First time was Colonial, no? At least that was the first time I met you.
Oh, that was the second time.
Oh, no. Do we go into that story?
No.
No.
Wait, do we go into it? Sure. What did we do? What happened? Now I'm curious, dude. We got to talk about it. What happened? Just leave out any horrible details.
Was that not the same night as...
Oh, we can use code names.
The Bumble date?
Yes, it was.
It was.
Oh, that's funny, dude.
You know what I'm talking about?
Now I do, yeah. Yeah,
that's
sure.
how I remember you. It was like that
oh,
night.
Oh, really? That's
that
funny.
Was the first time I saw you do stand-up. But I didn't know if that was Nick's
that was
first
funny.
Time or not.
I think we met each other that week or something.
Okay.
We might have done it at Planetary.
Yeah.
So then we played Jenga.
Yeah.
And that's when I got to talk to you.
Yeah, that was fun. But yeah, I feel like we should tell that story because we're in it now, you know? We just brought it up.
We should talk about that one?
I feel like you're making this seem like I did something horrible here.
Oh, it was
no,
your
it wasn't
date.
About you.
It wasn't your date.
Right.
It was somebody else's date.
Right, so there was another comedian who was on a date, but wasn't
first
really
date.
Feeling the vibe. First date.
Well, he
you
said
got
he
the
wasn't.
Story.
Dude, I got
you said
So, a comedian not really feeling the vibe with his date who had they'd gone out and then tried to go to an open mic that was canceled and then they came to this open mic. So, they were on a journey. And anyway, he was down to just, I think he said, let me have her, as he put it, or essentially, he thought we had a connection. And
you and him
wanted to me and his date and wanted to set me up with his date
on the date
I forgot
and then blamed
that part.
You for it not working out.
Well, yeah, and then I this is probably where I went wrong here is I told her that he was trying to set us up like I don't know an hour later or something like that. I don't know, that night, you know?
We were going somewhere.
No, you and I were thinking about going downtown.
Well,
but
that's what I think I'm talking about.
I don't know. I she looked at me like, what the hell, though?
I remember asking somebody if they wanted to hang out with somebody they didn't have to be on a date with.
Oh,
that's all I remember.
We didn't go to Sam's that night, did we? That was a different night.
Yeah.
I think that was, yeah.
Colonial Tavern's going to be back soon. They've been...
Dude, they hold me.
They love you?
Hold me.
They hold you? What?
Yeah.
What?
I told them I'd done some general contracting, studied architecture.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, we'll put you on and you can nail in studs.
Yeah. And then nothing?
No.
Damn. Yeah.
Indians, dude.
Damn.
I don't know if that's why. I'm just saying they were.
Is that why it's called Colonial Tavern?
They might have been colonized. I don't know. Indians, they have a big population. So I don't know if it was for that reason or not.
Yeah. I can relate to them some. In architecture, it's kind of hard because projects be popping off, right? And we'll put it out to bid, you know? And then we'll be, there'll be like 4 bids plus submitted. And only one person's winning the job, but everybody's talking to you. It's a lot of conversation.
Everybody's talking to you? What do you mean by that?
They're asking questions, trying to clarify stuff.
Who's everybody?
The contractors. The contractors ask questions to the architect that the architect fields.
And he has to ask y'all, like, the main one, and you guys kind of gotta...
He's saying they kind of pester them with questions, like they're constantly in discussion with architects.
Right. But eventually...
As a group.
Somebody that I've been talking to for a good while doesn't get the job, and I'll be like, they didn't give it to you. It's not really...
In the same firm?
The contractors that are talking to me, the architect, or voicing for the architect, they ask me questions, because I'm like representing the owner.
Right.
Clarify all these questions to multiple different contractors.
Got it.
And then one of them, congratulations, let's do this thing, let's build it. The other three, sorry, they bid less, we're going with them for whatever reason.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But it sucks to be like, thanks for putting in all this work.
You have to deal with that?
I mean, yeah.
With the other firms?
No.
No, just the contractors.
So you might be talking about...
They're basically hiring these guys to do something, and if they're not going to like fit exactly like the, you know, what they are...
No, what I'm saying is like the like if you get approved, the contractor or the person that you're talking to has to tell everybody else no. Right?
No. I mean, they don't tell their competition. They're all looking at us, or the owner. I mean, the owner signs the contracts, but we work with the owner.
So the owner has to tell all the other firms?
I mean, they don't got it. They can ghost them if they want.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, like, I mean, you get a lot of what's perceived as like bad business because somebody doesn't get the job, and
was that
there's sour feelings.
You know? Though, the sour feelings because you got it and they didn't.
If it's a like a design job, so the same way that contractors are doing this to us, like owners do that to architecture firms to get a project. Right?
Okay.
So step one is like you got an idea. You need a drawing, right? So you negotiate with a number of architecture firms, or you know who you like to use.
Right.
And you sign an architectural agreement, an AIA agreement, typically, to produce construction drawings.
Okay.
So then the architect puts that out to bid for the owner. Meaning, we talk to contractors that can construct it.
The GCs. Yeah, got it.
To all create budgets and bid the job so they can do it for this much money. And so we're having those conversations with multiple people and then reviewing those with
the... So you're talking about GCs?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. That makes sense. That sounds like if we had the same agent... trying to get booked for a gig.
Hey, yeah, that'd be interesting.
It feels kind of similar. Yeah, like we're both GCs, the agent's the architect, I guess. The club is the person, maybe? No?
I think the agent's acting as the architect.
We're yeah.
contractors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're just contractors.
Right, and like, contract hey, comedians. You got the gig, but they have to tell me, like, hey, we're going in a different direction.
For sure.
Okay. Nice. How about you?
Oh, yeah. It'd be interesting. I guess mm-hmm. that's a goal some days, to have an agent. I've always said I wanted somebody to, like, remember names for me, and I guess that's what an agent does, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agent would be sick, dude.
Yeah.
Gotta be undeniable.
Gotta be undeniable.
Yeah. Just...
Yeah, we're gonna go do some stand-up after this. Yo, you came to my show this weekend. Thanks for that. Or, the show.
You did great.
Thank you. Thank you. I was excited.
I love the way you stared me in the eyes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Do you remember which joke that was? Which joke was that?
Four of them.
Goose Blues.
The Goose Blues.
There was that one.
Yeah,
that was her favorite one.
And then somebody, the people that were sitting next to you, like the one guy.
He kept hitting me.
Oh, really? That's weird. Bless you.
Yeah, well, he was just like elbowing me like as he was grabbing like his pen or whatever. And I was like, he was like, oh, I'm sorry. And I was like, thank you for saying that. Because I was very...
Yeah, he heckled like a couple of times or just talked loudly a couple of times. And it was... when I said the Goose Palouse punchline right at you, he commented and was like, you guys had a moment. But I thought he was talking about me and Andy. No, he could have responded better, for sure.
You were staring at me, and I was like, God damn it, dude. I know we're friends.
Dude, you were right there. I was doing stand-up comedy. You were sitting right here, and I was like...
That's literally what... Hey, she was on yeah. about it. So I was like,
I mean, how could I not?
No, yeah, yeah. And if I was bombing, I would have done the same.
Wow, wow. That Goose Blues punchline hits. You know that hits, dude. Everybody loves that stupid Goose Blues. I love that fun. Stupid.
It was fun. It was so fun. No, it was super fun to go out and support you, though. And Adrian Gomez and Dustin Burkhart and
Taylor Smith.
Taylor Smith, who I had just met that night and met him before, but it was super fun to see everybody like get booked for a show and
it was cool.
Have a good time.
Yep. It was a great turnout.
Well, yeah.
I had a pretty good turnout. I was happy with me.
Yeah, yeah, I was happy with
thank you. For anybody that came out, I can name all of you, but I'm not going to.
It was just good.
Shout out ADP, Bridget, Eric, Sally, Josie, Will, George.
He said your name, not me.
Thanks. Did I miss you?
Us?
I don't think so. Yeah, I was gonna say YouTube, but I didn't know if I was taking too much credit. Nick, Brandon, thank you. Mason. No, Mason didn't make it. Sorry, Mason. Jalen. Sam. Thank you.
Just super pumped to see you on a book show. That was so nice.
I mean, Kevin's great. I love the Planetary mic and got to do the showcase. The roast battle is epic. I've been loving that. That's the first time I met Taylor. He judged the roast battle.
Did he?
Yeah.
Because when we showed up, it was Adrian and Stratton.
Oh, yeah.
One before that.
Nice.
Halfway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we were the second battle.
Yeah, we missed it. So that's why she actually made it a point, like, let's go a little early. We got some, like, Thai food. And, like, let's go hang out. And then Kevin's always super kind to fellow comics. So he's like...
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Kevin's fun to watch. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's actually ginger. You're not. But
man, you know what my stream's called?
Better not be the Ginger Podcast.
It's called Ginger House.
Is it Kevin's podcast?
No, it's just me and good lighting, so you can tell.
Yeah. Definitely ginger.
I agree.
Definitely ginger.
Yeah, for sure.
Dude, I'm gonna whip out some baby photos, dude. Shit, do I have baby photos? Oh my god.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Time to use the...
If this actually... You got to have
YouTube baby photo? Just type in ginger on YouTube. And that'll be good. Ginger child.
Oh, none of these are...
Facebook or something.
Me young. Oh, but this one's kind of fun. You want to see this photo? We can see this photo. Oh, my.
That is not you.
Dude, I swear to God.
That's you?
That's me in high school, dude.
High school?
A spirit day, dog.
You have really... It's almost like dark red hair. It's not just strawberry blonde. It's like dark red hair.
Yeah.
It used to be more red,
for sure.
I want to assault you.
Thank you. I have pepper spray on the ready. Get it because I'm Dwight.
That's a great costume.
Thank you.
You did a great job. The tie.
Was that freshman year?
I think it was sophomore. Ian, shout out Max. Can I say his name? His full name? He probably want me to.
I don't know.
Me neither. All right, shout out Max.
Shout out Max. I mean, can bleep it out.
We both did. We both were like messaging on Twitter back in the day when Twitter was popping off. You know. We both decided to go.
Was that 18?
Like 16 to 18. Okay. Yeah. Maybe even before that. I don't know. Twitter back in the heyday was epic. I still use it.
I mean, you're
26.
Well,
on the nose.
I didn't want to say it.
I am in my 20s. Late 20s, as the kids would say.
That's what I would say.
Yeah, dude, 26 is the new 30, dude.
What am I then? I don't even want to know.
40.
20s, low 20s, I'm pretty sure that's the answer.
What are you, 18?
Yeah, for sure.
That makes sense. You look like every 18-year-old I've ever seen.
Yeah, they card me every time.
I would too, buddy.
That's it.
You're cute. And you're not even ginger. If you were that ginger dude, I thought you would be a main character of Stand By Me or something.
Haven't seen Stand By Me. Oh, I love Sandlot, though.
Yeah, you look like you could be a catcher.
Was the theme, like, favorite character, like...
I think it was, like, like, TV show or something day or something.
That's awesome.
I don't know. It was probably much looser than that. It was probably, like...
Your hero. Dress up like your hero.
Yes.
Did you get that suit from church?
No, Goodwill. Goodwill, that whole outfit. Isn't I had a briefcase and this bobblehead in the briefcase.
Would you like open it up at each table like he does? Yeah.
Oh, for sure. There's a my U.S. history teacher who's now the president there.
Where did you go to school again?
Roncalli.
You said that was a Catholic school, right? Was it private? So private Catholic.
Oh, yeah.
And you were a freshman in... 2013? Yeah.
And you were graduating high school.
No, we played Roncalli in a scrimmage.
Is what I'm asking. Damn.
Yeah.
What happened?
I threw my first pick six.
That's tough. I'm sorry.
But
that
was my senior year, so that was 2012. You were probably being a freshman or something. I don't know. Whatever.
Were you like in the band? Or did you play?
Bowling team.
It just looks super like saxophony on that picture.
Dude, we gotta go bowling.
I played the trumpet in sixth grade.
Okay.
I played the trombone after they said we need a trombone player instead of a trumpet player.
Really? So I guess my calling.
I was like, I guess I'll fucking suck.
Oh no, I thought I was the shit at the trumpet, but I don't know.
You were best?
No, I was good. That was definitely the best in the class.
That's me too with the Trump album.
Dude, that's what's up.
Unless you hear this, then my bad. It might have been better.
That's what you're saying. 4 years varsity bowling.
Yep, 4 year varsity. Heck got the yeah. letter jacket to prove it.
I love that.
I got all sorts of bowling stuff. I got shoes and a ball and the whole nine yards, you know.
I was going to say, did you always come in with your own little briefcase? The ball, the Dwight Schrute bobblehead.
Yeah, a duffel bag. Bowlers have rolling book bags that they carry. Yeah. That's a good look.
My uncle bowled in college, so he had the whole setup. He still does, so. Yeah, you got to save it all.
He probably had one of those, like, three ball bags.
I don't know. It was definitely 70s everything.
First of all, if you ever make that face again while saying three ball bags, like we're supposed to know.
Oh, dude.
What are you talking
about? Some people have full suitcases for bowling balls.
Is it like a fucking driver?
Basically.
Iron and a putter?
You got your strike ball, your spare ball, and then you might have like a 10-pin ball. And that's all I can name. I have two balls. I have a strike ball and a spare ball. One of them's plastic.
You've said plenty.
Yeah, you're right about that.
That's it's gangster.
Dude, I could go off. Even more fun, maybe. Yeah, it was definitely more fun. Was bowling for the architecture league in college.
That's very niche.
Yeah, so the architecture school, it was just a club, right? You could just make a team with people, and the professors had a team. And
really? So you beat the professors? So you walked back into class and was like, nerds, we beat you.
I don't know if we beat the professors. I might have to talk to some people. I don't know.
You do know.
We were the...
No shot, dude.
Oh, so good. I got some pictures of, like, we, like, made bowling shirts.
Pull them up.
I don't know if I can. I'm trying to think where this is documented.
Google Docs.
Alexa. No, don't do anything. She's going to say something.
Alexa, where to bowl?
I don't have an answer for that.
Great.
That's fortunate.
You've been watching Survivor?
A little bit?
Yeah, dude.
Swear to God.
Fuck yeah. I've been jacked on Survivor.
Yeah, what's the green team?
Tagi?
No, it starts with an N, maybe? I don't know. Last week I saw...
Nabu or something?
Nabu, I think. And they lost, like, the first... Since they mixed tribes.
Yeah.
I'm a nerd with that shit.
Dude, I love it.
Yeah, dude. When I watch something, I'm fucking...
Dude, it's interrupted the, like, Wednesday's comedy open mics. I haven't been since Survivors came in.
Dude, you need to get your priorities straight.
I know. It's
you can rewatch it on Thursday.
But Monday, Tuesday, I'm out. And then Wednesday, I'm like, it's Survivor night. And we do a little watch party. It's hard to get away from. I'm not going to lie. I'm struggling.
Oh, my God.
Not going to lie. I would like an invite after this.
Okay, Tuesday. Yeah. We'll line it up for sure. But know that it means open mics are happening, you know, because it's right in.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Would you ever go on Survivor?
Yeah, I think I would. I'd probably need to lose
you some sign up
first, but yeah, I'd sign up with you. Alexa, sign me up for Survivor.
I'm not quite sure how to help you with that.
Alright. I need an assistant. Where's my agent?
Nah, dude. Let's do it. I'll sign up. I haven't done it because a pussy?
No.
But if we both did it...
We're not gonna both be... The odds we both make it to...
Very slim. That's the point. That's my point.
That'd be so fun, though.
That's my... If we both did?
Yeah, dude.
I don't know you.
Dude, we make it to the merge, and then there's just a clip of us in the woods like... Can you believe
that? We're snorkeling underwater.
Hey, don't tell them that we know each other.
Oh, we both learn Morse code.
Yeah. We'll flick each other. Do.
Flashing mirrors at each other's beaches. Dude.
Oh my god. My beach is already flushing.
Damn, can I hear your vape? Hey, do it on the podcast.
Yeah, you shouldn't even have asked.
That's the signal. It's a hype button.
Oh my god.
See?
Oh, thank you. Next time.
You're out there.
You'll just smash the hype button.
Where are you going, dude?
Nashville's fun. Yo.
Oh,
I'm putting on my shades now. Guess where I got these shades?
Yeah.
Nashville?
Nashville, dude.
Fuck yeah, brother.
Looks good. So you're spending any time in Nashville, or is that just a pit stop?
I think in the morning it'd be fun to do like a walk around or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
But we'll probably get there too late tonight to do much other than sleep.
Yeah, it is a trek.
Yeah. But, I mean, it'll help make the trek
down. You look like a biker gang company that doesn't have a bike.
Dude, it says Bugs.
You drive the truck.
I feel like Bugs is a good name for a biker gang, too. Pugs.
Pugs? You look like a... Fuck, dude. No, you with glasses. Hold on. Look like a... Like a 70s WWE star.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah,
I'll take
dude.
That. Yeah, there was... Somebody once made a, like, freshman year of architecture. There was, like, a squad of, like, I don't know. I think
a squad?
A squad. There was, like, three people, and they made a whole, like, poster board of, like, what dogs we would all be. I think it
all
broke.
Right.
I think it
this is her time to talk about that.
Why?
You know what I'm talking about with your neighbor?
My neighbor?
Yeah, which dog would be which type of character?
Yeah, I have a friend in California that would always like try to humanize dogs and go like, what race would she be? Or like, what do you think she'd study in college? You know, like, what do you think her faith is? Like, do you think she believes in Jesus? Or like, is she an atheist? It was like, and we got deep. Like, we really,
sure.
like, made these, like, profiles for dogs that were human.
Yeah, because I've
you know?
Had a lot of conversations about, like, if dogs have, like, nationalities or races,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like a Chihuahua.
Yep.
That's a Mexican dog, right? Like, I think.
Gotta be.
It's
gotta
be.
Gotta be.
I don't know, that is fascinating.
German
though.
Shepherd, Nazi.
clearly.
Yeah. What would be the Jewish dog?
Oh, that'd be a shepherd?
No. Shih Tzu? No, Shih Tzu. That's a samurai. A mini samurai.
What did you say a Jew?
Yeah. Like, what's a German shepherd's
I feel like
nemesis?
Jews are more cats.
Rats.
Oh,
I didn't say that.
No, I'm pretty sure they're golden retrievers. I'm pretty sure.
No shot, dude.
Dude, we're bouncing.
What would a scales. German shepherd attack? That's what we gotta think about.
I don't know, nothing unless it's
No, they attack everything.
German shepherd or golden retrievers?
No, German shepherds.
Hmm.
So what's their
Dude, it
What's
beats
the
me.
You're being safe. I understand.
Dude, I feel like I took a shot with the cats joke, dude. I don't feel like
No. And what do you think? Which one? I'm going to take a guess. I'd say pugs. Pugs
yeah,
is what Jews of the dog worlds.
Well, was that your... So you're saying at work they did this profile of like
no,
you guys and dogs... So what was yours?
I was a pug.
You were a pug?
I was a pug.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they put a hat on me because I used to always wear hats.
Did they put a sweater on you? Like, sweater hat?
Somebody heard you snore. They were like...
Yeah.
Were you like a mouth breather?
I don't think so. I've been told I've snored before. When I drink, I know I snore. For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially on your back.
I only sleep on my back.
Oh,
what
really?
Would we be as dogs?
We?
Huh.
Yeah, like he has to tell me what you
I'm
would be if you were a dog.
Great at
what
dog
would I be if
runs.
I was a dog?
What's the one, Pyrenees or something?
I don't know what that is.
Pyrenees is like a really bigger dog.
Who's like
that?
Tall and.
I don't know.
You or me?
Ask him.
No, you tell us.
No, that was you.
I'm a Pyrenees. What's a Pyrenees? So, you know, like, Holly's dog? Yeah, pull up a Pyrenees.
Well, that might be a problem.
Pull it up.
So, Pyrenees?
G-Y.
You didn't know how to spell
it. R-A, yeah. R-A.
Knees.
I think she's a golden shepherd. Golden retriever. Golden shepherd.
You're like,
how fucking dumb am I?
Aw, I could dig that.
Man, almost the dog I was picturing. I'll take it. It's cool.
It's almost like a retriever version of Kaya.
I'd call you that.
That's what he was talking said. About.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was talking about me.
No, he's saying that was probably me.
That's perfect.
I should know that because the prior architect I worked for had a Pyrenees.
Oh.
Zoe. She was actually the best dog.
They're great.
She would chill in the office. It was lit.
I love that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's the best.
Dude, babysit my dog for a day. You'll love her.
What kind of dog you got?
Husky Malamute. Type it in. A Lusky. A-L.
A Lusky?
Husky. A-L. Husky.
I didn't know she had like a hybrid name.
Mm-hmm.
And a Lusky. That's interesting.
Husky?
Oh, a Lusky Malamute.
Well, it's a
Malamute.
Yeah.
Is that
what the fuck? A L U S K Y.
I keep losing my cursor. It's so disorienting.
Except she's all white.
So that, but then like add in just super shaggy for the Malamute and white. She's with blue eyes.
I also got her off her Craigslist. Not supporting Craigslist breeders, but
man, that's a whole industry, I guess.
Well,
I
he got her 4 weeks in, which is super illegal, so they were definitely backyard breeders.
I got her when she was legal enough to be owned by me.
Hey, I'm not incriminating you. I'm incriminating the people who sold her. sold her to you.
I don't know what you're talking about. All I'm saying is I got her when I was allowed to.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. People just be breeding things to sell them on Craigslist.
People do
so
that.
So
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah.
That seems shady as fuck, dude. I don't know. You think someday dogs will have, like, more human rights? I mean, I guess they're not supposed to be bred and sold that fresh, apparently.
Animal
well,
rights.
I mean, the dog I got was allowed to be owned by me when I got her.
I bought some turtles illegally once.
Illegally?
I mean, it,
allegedly.
Or legally.
I
couldn't hear what you said.
Well,
what are you doing?
He said that. I couldn't
understand
what he said.
I don't think it was legal,
said.
Though. So, essentially, there was a website.
No, you told me about it, and it wasn't illegal.
Oh.
You just had questions.
So, basically, turtles, right, they're only allowed to be sold once they're so big, like a certain age or a certain weight.
Yeah, and you got yours when it was that weight and size.
And so there's this great website, right, and I believe this is still current.
What the fuck?
And
the turtle store.
It's called myturtlestore.com.
Myturtlestore.com.
And I don't want to promote anything that's not cool here, but this is a resource for teachers, right? Because it's legal to sell turtles that are, like, not hatched or anything if it's for education purposes.
Interesting.
So, as long as you, like, hit the checkbox, it's like, yes.
Oh, so, like, if it's not
purposes.
For education?
Well, like, we bought, me and my college roommate, great guy, we bought 2 turtles apiece and then just had them shipped to our dorm.
You put them in a fishbowl?
We had it.
We're not.
Well, after like a
that's
day,
not the
they,
point.
They lived
that's
in
not
a cardboard box.
That's not
day.
The point. Yeah. Keep going. Sorry.
But they literally hatched in the mail, like on their way to us.
Oh no.
Yeah. I mean, they were like the size of
crazy.
A quarter when we got them.
Wow.
Crushed donkey Bolton, dude.
I think that was. I think that was the size when they got to UPS. Before they got to you.
We got a package at our dorm that said, like, alive animals or something inside. Like, yeah, we weren't allowed to have pets, you know. But they gave us the package.
Dang. Oh, you, yeah.
It was cool.
In the dorm?
Yeah. Sick. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
They're fun. Turtles are cool.
My sister always wanted a turtle. I've never got one.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
My uncle gave us some box turtles, like, when I was young, and we made an enclosure in our backyard. We had two, and they ran away. They literally climbed the fence and ran away, dude.
Your turtles?
Turtles can climb. Did you know that? They can climb fences and shit. Wow.
Pull it up.
Right? Pull it up.
Pull it up.
We can pull it up.
Turtles climbing fence.
I'll prove it.
Dude, it has to be known. I guess they do kind of climb like the aquarium walls or terrarium walls.
I mean, they got claws that it's just easy. Oh, yeah. See, this is
what's up. Dude, did you see the alligator eat the turtle?
Oh, we don't need any of that.
No, I'm just asking you if you've seen it.
Seen what? Sorry.
The turtle being eaten by an alligator. Just crunched it, dude. It's brutal.
Okay, let's
You don't have to put it on.
I wasn't really playing like this.
That's a big turtle, too.
All right. Holy fuck, that is
a big turtles. Climb fences.
Snapping
turtle. We're seeing proof here.
Oh, it's a snapping turtle?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't even...
This is raw footage. That's a turtle.
Big turtle.
Climbing a fence.
Dude, I wouldn't even grab that if it's a snapping turtle.
Dude, but they're not even phased. This is like casual.
No, he knows what he's doing. To the, yeah, he's... This is fascinating.
This is kind of a hard part, though. Can he get over it? How long
does he has to... Dude, it's like getting your...
Look at him strained.
Like your underwear stuck on the middle of the fence.
Oh, that's where he's at. If he gets...
You went too far, dude.
See, we didn't have a bar across the top.
Oh, no.
That's gotta hurt, too.
Oh,
no, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. Oh, he's stuck, though, maybe.
He's not stuck. He's right side up.
He's no,
right.
He's upside down.
What are you talking about?
He's belly up.
No, he's not.
Are y'all serious?
Dude, he's gonna
climb. Dude, he's like, belly up.
No,
he's
dude, not. No.
Look. He's belly up.
No, look. That's his head right there.
Yeah, look. But his belly's up.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Oh, why are you going so close to the snapping turtle?
Yeah, he's zooming in.
That's a horrible idea.
No. They're faster than you think, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, they're a lot quicker than
snapping turtles are.
Yeah, I'm not lying. When I said that they ran away, I mean, they ran.
They did. I actually had a friend that lost his turtle. It was named, like, I don't know, King Kong or something. Sorry, I should know the... But then he found it later, like, 3 months later. He's like, I know this, my turtle. He's really? Like, what's it? The what are the people that herpologist or something?
I know
a herper.
He's a herper.
Yeah, because he like seeks out like reptiles and snakes and stuff. I think that's what it's called.
Carnivore.
No, I think it's a. I think it's a herpologist or something.
I do.
I want to say herper. Type in herper.
I do know that like turtles will spend, like if you take them out of their natural habitat, they'll spend their whole lives trying to get back to where they were born.
His turtle ran away.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Well, that's it sad. Makes sense.
What am I even looking at? Herb?
A herper? H-E-R-P-E-R or something? It'll self-correct.
Dude, I'm scared to herper? Herper?
Herptology?
Or do it the opposite, to say like reptile, is it collector or was it studier?
Yo, ask Alexa. You can do this.
Alexa, what is a herper?
According to the available data, the name Herbert has two possible meanings, illustrious warrior, and bright, excellent army, ruler, which are translated into French and German respectively. Did that answer your question?
No, but that's super sick.
Thanks for your feedback.
Alexa, what is somebody who studies slash collects...
According to an Alexa Answers contributor, oh. Someone who studies is called a student.
Oh, genius. You know, Alexa
comes Alexa, what is a herpetologist?
No, she's not listening.
Yeah. I feel way too dumb.
Yeah.
No, it's a... It's called herping when you, like...
You can see something there, herping. Looks almost like a collecting... Looks like he has a bunch of worms in his hand or whatever.
One. He's one.
Yep, too far away for me to read.
Anyways, it's called herping when you go, like, looking for reptiles or snakes.
Oh,
or...
herbology. Herb?
See, here we go. Got it.
Herpetologist. Herpetologist.
H-E-R-P-ologist.
No, it's not. It's no? H-E-R-P-T-O-logist. Herpetologist.
Yeah, dude, people say architects are smart, dude.
Dude.
Can you read?
Dude, herpetologist? I'm still not saying that right. There's no way.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, it's somebody who studies reptiles and amphibians.
Yeah, dude. That's my buddy.
Toologist. Maybe it's a toologist.
Is it? Whatever. We're close enough.
We're there. We're there. That's it, for sure.
Yeah. He
take it, put it in the books.
That's what he does. He goes and, like, flips logs and finds snakes and little fucking lizards. And
like the turtle man?
Essentially. Yeah.
You remember him?
The turtle man?
Yeah.
No.
I think that's what his name was. He'd, like, find a bunch of turtles. He had a TV show.
It's definitely an expert animal, though. Turtle.
Yeah.
Do you see that? Do you
yeah,
see that
for sure.
When you look at him?
A spirit animal?
It's your spirit animal.
My grandma gave it to me.
Yeah.
See, it's there's more than one person saying it. It's definitely correct.
Oh, yeah.
I'm slow as fuck, so... I just don't have a hard back. My shit's off.
Yeah, can you retract your arms? That'd be sick.
I just retract my neck.
Oh, man. Let's see. I think the only other thing I wrote down was you're like, are you former military? Is that right?
Can
you
say that? Yeah.
Cool. Yo, did you do comedy in the military?
No, I actually tried to pursue a football career.
Via the military?
While I was in it, yeah.
Whoa. How do you pursue it while you're in it? They have a team?
There's some... there's teams that aren't affiliated with the military.
That's cool. Yeah, I know... My neighbor in New York, he was on, like, a military basketball team. And he talked about, like, how violent the games would be, like, international games.
Gotta be.
Yeah. People just cup checking each other. You're not supposed to wear a cup in basketball. It's crazy.
Right. I never played football for the United States Army.
Yeah, yeah. Me neither.
But while I was in the Army, I would go to practices 3 times a week.
Dang.
And so there was at least a 3-year period where I would wake up at 5:30 or 6, go to PT for the Army, go to work, get out, go to the gym from like 5 to 6, go to football practice from 7 to 10.
Damn.
And that was the process. So when I got out of the Army, I moved to California to try to pursue a football college career there.
Huh.
No.
When did comedy come into play?
Post-pandemic.
Oh, really? Okay, nice.
Yeah, I actually did my first open mic the night before I had to go to jail. And I was going to turn myself in on the day of my birthday.
Damn.
And I figured...
So, like, the drunk tank or something?
Just for my obligations.
Okay.
I had to. But...
Makes sense, I guess.
Yeah. But the night before was a open mic spot, so I was like, "Eh, if I bombed, too bad. I'll go to jail for it." And that was kind of my logic in that scenario, but here I am, three
years so long. Man, that is wild that you had, or like got to a place where you had to turn yourself in. That sucks.
Well, yeah. He tried to, and they wouldn't let him, so he had to come back and try again.
Damn.
Yeah, so I tried to then.
Yeah.
And that's when I had to come back later. Yeah, I couldn't even turn myself in.
They quite literally changed the rules in California overnight about like how much time you have to spend in jail in order to get into the program, the like house arrest program.
Mm-hmm.
And like literally within a day or two, you're supposed to get back on calendar basically to go back and do another like court
basically
thing.
And
then you had to do that, came back.
She's saying
what?
You're just saying that I wasn't allowed to.
Yeah.
So I had to come back again.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh. Man, they just be making rules all willy-nilly.
Oh, yeah. Out there especially.
Yeah.
But it was just super fun, like, because I tried to do a couple open mics or whatever before that. But you had to have a vaccine card or whatever.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
And so I wasn't going to do that. And so when I finally got the opportunity, I was like, yeah, I'll do either stand-up or... go to jail because I suck. They wouldn't take me to jail, so
stand up.
I bombed two more times after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, you got to keep doing them after that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Huh.
It was an interesting time.
That is.
My first one was
a
good
origin
one.
Origin story.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Very fortunate one.
Dude, you gotta do a bit about that.
I think I tried.
Yeah.
I haven't figured it out yet. Trying to work on joke writing before I drop the bombs.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. You don't want to drop a bomb on New York that was supposed to be for Hiroshima.
Yeah, for sure. Hate to misdirect the bomb.
Yeah. Just because you didn't.
Yeah.
Practice.
Yeah. The worst bomb I ever did was at Happy Place. And luckily there was only five people there. And I was trying to do, like, I don't know, some stupid bit about, like, it was last month. And I was trying to, like, joke around about how, like Juneteenth should be in... Black History Month, and Valentine's Day should be a Pride Month, and
that's already a good premise,
right? Not bad.
That's
right?
A good premise.
Something came out so racist. Like, I know everybody thought I was racist, and I was like, "What happened?"
It started racist for me.
Yeah. See, that one, I never got back. I never gained any ground. You know, because
just say Juneteenth shouldn't be on Juneteenth. It's already racist.
Well,
but you do kind of bring it back with like
Black Lives Matter, but Black History Month should be in June then, right?
Why February? The shortest month?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some bullshit.
I mean, because of Martin Luther King.
Dude, the calendar has really been pissing me off lately.
I agree. Yeah, dude, fuck that calendar.
You're under my fucking skin, dog.
How come?
Dude, it's the 12-month calendar. It turns out it's bullshit. It's just fucking bullshit. It's making me upset. Like, what?
How come?
Like the prefix sept means seven, right? Oct means eight, right? And they're all two under that, you know? Deca means 10. It's the 12th month, right? And so there were just Egyptian December
Deca? Rulers. Is that what you're saying? Like Deca of December?
Yes.
Okay.
Should be 10. That's how it started.
Right.
But then there was just some fucking pharaohs that inserted their own months, dude. It's bullshit.
Isn't it also based off of the, what is it, the Mayan calendar, I think?
We're on the Gregorian calendar.
The Gregorian, that's right.
The Mayan calendar's 18 months.
And it expired in 2012.
yeah, so.
Well, they also didn't have calendars. They had a sundial.
Fucking daylight savings time.
No, I think that's horseshit.
Yeah, I think it's honestly,
we're just talking about
that. Some Illuminati bullshit,
I think. The Mayans did have calendars, by the way, that they created.
No, but they also aren't here.
Like,
right.
They're not here anymore. Their calendar expired.
Kind of, but no, it's kind of still pretty sound. Like, they had 365 days. Oh, it's
very close. Yeah, yeah.
They had a leap year built in.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to the Temple of Chichen Itza.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it was sick. And, like, the whole temple, the architecture
that's
reflects their calendar.
The pyramid that has, like, the big stepping stones?
Yeah, it has, like, tiers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, like,
That sounded so dumb. Stepping stones.
Like, each of those tiers represent a month in their calendar. Each step represents a day. Like, if you count them all up, there's 91 on each side, and then it adds up to 364. Then there's like one crown step at the top.
I'm thinking of Tinashe.
Oh.
Tinashe?
I don't know.
Anyways, no, I'm listening to you. Sorry.
But I was just so amazed when the equinox just happened, and
that was last month?
I think it was this month, like earlier this month.
Yeah, yeah, with like the lunar eclipse.
Yeah. And, apparently, yeah, like each year, I think like 10,000 to 15,000 people gather at the temple because like it's constructed so perfectly to where the light shines past the like tiers that are stepping and then reflects on the railing of the stair and it like slithers down the railing to connect to this giant snake head at the bottom.
Like, oh, I heard about the snake head.
It's crazy.
And like it literally like lines up.
Yeah.
It's I didn't so know impressive. All the other stuff, though. That's impressive.
Architectural wonder, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That was one thing I did want to bring up with you. Was like your wonders of architecture. Like, that brought to you. Like, why'd you do that?
Why'd I go see it? Or what do you say?
Architecture.
Why'd I do architecture?
Yeah.
Period. Could you draw? Stuff. I can draw.
Can you?
Yeah.
Draw a circle. Fuck, that looks already good.
Circle. We did it. Alright.
Sick, dude.
Dude.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Circle's gonna get me.
Did you know you always wanted to study that? Or not?
Going into high school, I had an idea that I wanted to do it. And then in high school, Mr. Ratliff, who is an architect, he taught at
Drake. Where'd you go to Wrong College?
Yes. And he's no longer there, so I'm sure the program isn't what it was because Ratliff is amazing.
Sure.
The captain.
A capitán.
I took his course for 4 years It really just got
like, it was like an architecture draft setup.
Like traditional in high school drafting, yeah.
Oh shit.
That's so we'd like tough. Draft full plans for buildings.
Oh, that's so sick.
And then like, yeah, learn the technical side of it. So I knew I wanted to do it, and then I chose between Ball State and Cincinnati, and Cincinnati had a better reach in terms of the connections. They like built in a co-op program in the curriculum. Okay. So like you have to go on an internship every other semester.
Okay.
So it's like you gain a lot of experience.
Cincinnati is also beautifully architected.
Yeah. Yeah. The campus is incredible.
Just the city.
Yeah.
I haven't been to the campus, but the city itself to me is like, what the, walk around, you're like.
Yep. Indiana needs to take something out of Cincinnati's book.
There's a big master's program at IU.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it accredited? I don't know if it's accredited. It was working on accreditation the last time I looked.
Okay.
Because I heavily considered that.
Might be worth looking into again.
Yeah, for sure.
But.
All right. Well, I sadly need to wrap up, I feel like. Okay. Because I'm supposed to be somewhere in like 10 minutes. Any last final parting words? Anything?
Yeah. Check me out wherever I do stand up.
Yeah, dude. I'll get some links for you and throw them in the description.
Actually, we can also plug your book.
You have a book?
I do have a book.
There we go.
Yo, we need a whole other podcast. Let's
no, just keep it.
Yeah, I'd be happy to come talk to you about it if you want. But yeah, I do. I have a book.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Okay, well, that's definitely gonna be in the description.
Yeah. Cool.
Well,
that's great.
Plug it.
It's called "The World My Body In It." It's a book of like nonfiction essays, kind of like biographical, like memoir style.
Cool.
Slash some journalism in there too. So. Yeah, and it came out, was that 2023 now? 2023.
That's
awesome. Yeah, so I'm still kind of promoting it and working on my second one, so that's the summer project.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Well, I really wish I could dive into this more,
that's
but I do need to go.
Yeah.
I can't believe this is just coming up. But that's okay. It's okay.
How long are we into this?
We're like an hour and 10 minutes into it.
That's pretty good. He's gotta go.
Well, let's.
I told somebody to be there, you know. Let's cut it. I don't like being late, you know.
Let's cut it.
Okay, no, we need to do the intro. You guys ready to do the intro?
Alright.
Yes.
Alright, ready?
Oh,
oh yeah, sunglasses up.
Yeah,
sunglasses up.
Mine aren't.
Welcome to the Friends with Differences podcast. Nick, Miranda, thank you for coming on.
Thanks, Evan, for having us.
Absolutely. Yo, Nick, can you help out and tell the people what we talked about?
We talked about gay sex, architecture, the differences between being gay and being an architect. We talked about turtles.
We talked about turtles. Miranda's book.
Everything before the turtles isn't true. We did talk about Miranda's book, which is
The World in My Body in It. Pyrenees, Dwight Schrute, and comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. If nice. You wanted to see Dwight Schrute, just look up El Hamon.
Yeah, actually, when you Google me, that was the first picture that popped up. Thank you guys for coming on.
Thank
Until
you.
Next time.
Friends with Differences.